with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. If you're just tuning in, we're talking a little bit about tasty turkey leftovers and what you might be able to do with that, because everybody, I know I cooked a 20-pounder and for four of us, and you get a lot of it left over. It freezes pretty good if you vac seal it, but it's better just to spend the long weekend eating turkey, right? And I want to talk, we're going to talk a little bit about some turkey salad with some fruit. But before we get into that, I want to talk about the brine that I used on the turkey, because I used a citrus profile, and I was pretty pleased with the way it turned out.
How'd you do it?
And, well, I had a 20-pound turkey, and I had my big boiling pot that, like, you'd—
Why such a big turkey for—
Well, it's just what we bought. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It was there, and we did it. Plus, we like the leftovers.
Oh.
And we use it later, as we're talking about. But— The brine, I used a cup of coarser salt. I used—
Easy for you to say.
And I used 2 cups of brown sugar, and then I used 1.5 gallons of warm water, heated it to dissolve the sugar, and then I put, when I got done cooking it, I put 0.5 gallons of orange juice in the brine, give me a little bit of acidity, but it also gave me that orange profile, submerged the turkey in that for about 30 hours is what it ended up doing.
How did you cool down the brine?
I set it outside in the garage. I made it the night before.
Okay.
And then it was in a big pot.
That's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
Because the danger zone on fowl is very, very wicked.
And, right.
Salmonella is common this time of year.
Right. Yeah. Third baseman. I thought he was done.
If you see pink on your breast meat, you run.
Yeah.
Do not eat it.
Right. But the point is that I put the orange juice in after it had cooled. Just dumped it in at the end, and then submerged the turkey in it, left it in there. I did it in the morning before I went to work, and I picked it up after work. So I was in maybe like 35 hours, 30, whatever. Drained it, smoked it. Wonderful. Turned out. I was really pleased. I was just trying something, right?
You were spot on. And, you know, some people would tell you that's a bit of a Latin or Mexican, South American way to do it, because they're very big with throwing orange juice, lemon juice, things like that on their marinades. That brine will actually work for pork butts. I've done it. It's fantastic. And it'll give you a whole different profile on a pork butt. So I can see how that really woke up a turkey.
Yep. And it was good. I mean, first time I'd ever done it, it was one of those things. It's like, I'm boring old turkey. What can I do to this? And I actually had some of those little clementine oranges that I was eating while I was thinking about this. And I'm like, let me see if I can do an orange profile. So it was an experiment, but it turned out.
Squeezing them.
Right, yeah.
Well, Maggie's fiance, Christian, had some turkeys. So they were jumping up on his new truck and clawing the hood. It's a big Ford one ton, you know, brand new truck. And that was really ticking him off. So the Tom is in my freezer. Well, was in my freezer for the last couple months.
Right.
And I'd have to say it was pretty tasty. It was only, I'm going to say about 14 pounds, but we only had about, I'm saying, 7 of us for dinner this year.
Right.
Which is low for us. But one of the things I love, years ago, I used to go to Arby's and get these chicken salad wraps.
Okay.
And it's so simple. I finally... Well, in the drive-thru, because I was starting to get them like every day. I just loved them. So I'm in the drive-thru, and I asked the girl, I said, how do you make this stuff? And she goes, just a second. And this kid comes out from the back, probably the guy cooking it. And I said, how do you make these things? He goes, oh, it's really simple. We just take some chopped up chicken breast. In this case, I'm saying turkey breast.
Right.
So you cube it so that you can get it in a wrap or on a salad or whatever. And you dice up some celery.
Yep.
You dice up some pecans.
Oh, nutty.
And
probably some sweet onion, maybe?
Nope. And you cut red grapes in half, and then you dice up an apple.
Oh.
And you mix it all together and you add Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's not on the diet,
Bob. And you mix it together. You mix it together. It's just eggs and oil. Mayonnaise isn't so bad. Yeah, eggs and oil. And my goodness, it is just a fantastic combination. The apple, the grapes, the pecans, or walnuts. I've gone either way depending on what's in the kitchen, right? And then that meat. And you put it on a wrap or you put it on top of a bed of greens. That's a great way to get rid of the Thanksgiving taste of turkey.
Yeah, and the fruit was the grape in there?
Yep. Grape and apple.
Apple, yeah.
Right. Any kind of apple works, too. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful, just like putting apple in your salad. You know, it's kind of a neat surprise when you're poking through all the...
Right.
You get sick of celery after a while.
Right. Yeah.
I'm really sick of celery right now.
Yeah, that's a zero-calorie item on Bob's diet, so he's been eating about a ton of it a day. But anyway... That's kind of fun. Let me take it a little more decadent with the turkey pot pie, because you can find pot pie recipes everywhere on the internet. I'm not going to kill you with 3 cups of this and 2 cups of that. But again, the diced turkey, and again, doesn't matter, dark meat, light meat, mix it in, do whatever you want. But the one we found on the internet, granted, I haven't made this yet, full disclosure. But the reason that it attracted me is that there is some Italian seasoning in it and quite a little bit of it, which is going to give it a little bit different profile, I think, than otherwise when I would use maybe just salt and pepper. I'm going to pick up, I think, a little more garlic and maybe some oregano in there and things of that nature, onion powder. All of those things are in there. But what do you use for the wet ingredient in your pot pie, Bob? Because that
I don't make pot pie.
You don't make them?
No.
Okay, well, you kind of bring it all together, and it's a chicken broth milk kind of thing that usually does it. But again,
which sounds disgusting, but
until it all comes
pie,
together, yeah. Right? You mix it up and you work it all together. And again, maybe like a stronger cheese profile, just a little bit mixed in to give it a little bit of an edge, kind of going that Italian route again, and some kind of Romano, Pecorino Romano, or something like that you'd put in there and mix with it. And it's just going to get. I just feel it on the back of my palate. You know, you just got that little edge on there. Not
a little Parmesan work.
Right. Right. Not spicy, yep. But just a little flavor.
Yeah.
But, you know, you put that in a pie crust, cover it with another pie crust, and bake it 425, half hour, 40 minutes till that crust is done, and bam, you got a pot pie. You can find these recipes all over the internet, but that one just sounded really good to me, and I know that it'll be coming up because the easy turkey stuff, we're starting to get tired of it already. And then so you're thinking about a little more recipes that you can put together.
And I think a lot of women in particular, because they're good pie makers more often than us guys. I mean, I've never made a pie in my life.
Right.
My wife's a great baker.
Yes, she is. I've
benefited
from
that. So that's her skill. Yep. Well, I got a funny story for you. So I don't want to harp on, you know, starvation, because I'm far from starving. But I'm really hungry right now. So anyway... I'm like 61 years old, and I haven't been on a diet in 60 years.
Right. Oh, now we've heard these before, so I'm not going to let you off like that.
Okay.
But
no,
maybe
but anyway,
60
it's
months.
Been, it's been a, yeah, yeah, it's been a quite a while since I've really tried to have any kind of discipline in my eating. Let's put it that way.
Direct connection between your right arm and your mouth. Every
right,
time it bends, the
right,
other one opens. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Long and the short of it is I go up to deer camp, and I'm 2 weeks into this thing, and your body functions change, right? You know where I'm headed? Because we have an outhouse there, and it just wasn't nearly as necessary as it used to be when I had tons of bulk running through the system. That cold seat at 5 in the morning is really tough.
Well, that's your wake-up call. Yeah.
So it wasn't opening morning. It was the day before opener. I'm going bow hunting, and I still got, you know, bibs and all this stuff on. And I go out there and try and push the issue a little bit. And I get up in my tree stand, and my stomach starts churning.
Sure does.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, again? Well, the night before, I had gone to the Raven something in Big Rapids, and I had only 2 tacos. But all of a sudden, my system's going, wow, real bulk. And my guts are churning like crazy. I got to strip down in my stand because I got bibs on. And I don't want all this stuff in the snow. So I'm taking my coat and all this stuff off, scurrying down the steps. And I hate having to do that from my tree stand. Let's just say it that way.
You've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Bodily Function channel. And coming up next, we're going to have a little bit of some chili and some nachos. This will make your turkey gobble. Stick with us. We'll be back.